We did refuah in two places. One is on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and then again on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. So let's bring the sugi together and learn some of the halachas of refuah and Shabbos that we did not learn, and a Tosfos that we didn't focus on. So then, just to refresh our memories, we came across the din of refuah first in the sugi of Shemen. But the Gemara says, when would you make a bracha on shemen? You didn't make a bracha on shemen because it's mazik, tupshat mazik. So when would you make a bracha on shemen? When it is mixed with something else. At that time, we said a nigrun. We didn't know what a nigrun was. We know a nigrun was maya de silka. And then we learned about maya de silka and daflam betes, that it's beet, some kind of beet juice when the juice is cooked. So when one mixes oil with maya de silka, was going to have the oil. However, the maya de silka is what you're really enjoying, and that's the ikar. However, when one's not well, and one wants to have something that soothes a sore throat, so then one's having it for refuah, and then the ikar becomes the shemen. So the bracha is on the ikar, but the ikar is shemen le refuah. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there is some taste that one gets from it. Kenny's coming in from his iPhone. Okay. There is some refuah, so I'm making a bracha on it I'm making a bracha on the shemen because I'm enjoying the shemen. The shemen is the ikar because of refuah. Now, how did the Gemara show that shemen can sometimes be a refuah? So the Gemara says, because I have a brisa that says that if a person has a sore throat, so what he could do is he could be ma'arer b'shemen. However, now we shift over from bracha to Shabbos. The Gemara says if a person has a sore throat and wants to soothe it on Shabbos, so one has to drink the shemen with a nigran, one can't gargle with shemen. Okay, that's the halacha. Can't gargle with shemen. Have to drink it by nigran in order to have the medicinal effects on Shabbos. Next halacha we came up with Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. There the Gemara was discussing. The Gemara was discussing Shtisa, Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Oh, wrong one. Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara was discussing Shtisa. There was a sick liquid form of Shtisa and a solid form of Shtisa. The Gemara is saying, what bracha does one make? So the Gemara wanted to prove to us that there is a thick form and a thin form. The Gemara says that Raka, why would one have the viscous form of Shtisa? Lirafua ka'abde. Okay? So the Gemara says that the Gemara wants to prove to us that Shtisa is not, that Shtisa, which is viscous, would not be used for refuah, because the Gemara says one can prepare Shtisa that is viscous on Shabbos. And why should one be preparing it on Shabbos? After all, it's the refuah. The Gemara says that one is allowed to stir the Shtisa on Shabbos. So why would that be permissible? It would be preparing refuah on Shabbos, and we can't have refuah on Shabbos. So the Gemara concludes by saying that shtisa is a food which has a medicinal value. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that kol ha'ichlan ha'ichlan olam lerefuah, that a person is allowed to eat something even though it has a medicinal advantage. Gemara says that gavra l'achilo k'michvin, and I really want to enjoy my orange, but I know it's going to have a medicinal value. So then, obviously, would make a bracha on it, and obviously, it's mutter and Shabbos. The question is, what happens if the Gemara says achanami l'achilo k'michvin refuah m'meilu k'haveh? The Gemara seems to say that even if I have in mind to have the medicinal value of the food is permissible as long as people normally eat it, and I'm going to make a brach on it because of the hanor that I'm getting for it. Right? So my intent is to have lechan chilad rufuka michman, and I make a bracha for the same reason, because I'm getting hanor. Okay. So once again, we shift over from Hilchus Brachas to Hilchus Refuah v'Shabbos. And we learn the din that if a person is having a food on Shabbos which has a medicinal value, then I'm allowed, and my kavana is for the medicinal value. Then I am allowed to have it on Shabbos. A person has tea with honey in it. He only drinks tea and honey when he has a sore throat. So he's drinking the tea with honey in order to soothe his throat. He's having a medicine, but he's getting hanor from it. And there are people out there who have tea with honey even when they don't have a sore throat. So therefore it becomes, that would be mutter. Right? So again, on one hand we learn the din that one cannot, we learn two sore throat halachas. One is that one cannot gargle on Shabbos, one can ingest something that will soothe one's throat on Shabbos, right? And there it's lahano kamichvin, and there it's not clear to us that a person would have a nigrin with shemen in order to for a normal food, right? So I'm having my nigrin with shemen, and I'm having it to soothe my throat. And that is permissible in Shabbos. And in Lamed Chesem and Aleph, we say that if I'm having something in Shabbos and my primary goal is the refuah, so I'm allowed to have it as long as it's a normal thing to eat. All right? So let's go one step deeper before we break for questions. So we go back to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, so here, the screen is not coming up for you. I could share the screen if that's better, or you want to send out the... I could share the screen.
What is the recording? I could just text it to the chat.
So one second, it might be faster, because I have my Byline open. See what I'm doing over here. Okay. Okay, now we're back here. Now, let's see how to do this. Zoom. Where's the share screen? Here it is. Oh, let's see. Is this working? Did it come up?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, the one thing that's not working, it's a low in battery. Let's see if we can... Oh. How much time do we have? 20%. Okay, we'll see. Yeah, wait, I left the charger downstairs. Didn't think I would use up so much battery. Okay, good. So, now let's look at... Looking at the Rashi. So Rashi says, Lo yirene b'shemen b'shabbos. This person should not gargle in Shabbos. The mashi le b'sech, gerona v'eino boloi. Since he's not swallowing it, it's clear that's from refuah. And Chacham said that one can't take refuah on Shabbos because we may come to grind. Then we discussed that. So the Gemara says, and therefore the Gemara says, one should not even take the oil if one is going to gargle kim l'shem b'liya. And if it ended up staying in his mouth, then it's okay. But he shouldn't have in mind to gargle. So Tosva says, Pivish Rashi, one shouldn't gargle. So Tosva says, Akasha, Imkain, Liflag, Velisne, Biddi, Da. That the Gemara, the Mishnah, should make the smallest Chiddush possible. Right, we didn't stop to discuss this when we learned. Titania, a chayshesh b'groinoi, person has a sore throat. What should you not do? Lo yareinu b'shemen, don't gargle. L'chadchilo b'shemen. Avol noisein shemen harbi l'seichan nigroinu boile. But you can put shemen inside a nigrin and you can swallow it. Right? Why doesn't the Gemara say, Lo yareinu b'shemen, don't gargle, but swallow your shemen? Right, don't gargle with it. But lechanchila, you could ingest it and just.
Isn't that damaging? Isn't that mazik?
Isn't that mazik? Hold on. The time we became lively, we listen to the da. My ear, you. Why do we say they a nigran? Why do we say know how you could do this? Mix it with something else. Afilu be'enei sharvi, you could have the oil there ben. Shari levole li alter, and would be allowed to swallow it. So that's Tosfos' kasha. Now, so Avi is saying that Rashi was not bothered by that because Rashi learned that when the Gemara said oizik and mazikley, that it's damaging to the person. And in order for Tosfos to have a good kasha and Rashi, Tosfos would have to follow what the Ritva says, and that we're actually being mazik the oil, and it's not a normal way to eat. So that's so Avi's already being miyashiv why Rashi would not take Tosfos's shot. Okay, good. But Tosfos,
I wasn't intending to do that, but that's a good spin on what I was saying.
Okay, that's probably one of my jobs. One of the jobs of a Rebbe is to get a good spin on a cash in the terrace. So the Gemara says that's what you thought you weren't saying, but I was looking at the pneumius. So sometimes you see beyond what a person actually intended to say. So we have now a mahalach and why Rashi would say his din and why Tosfos would be bothered by Rashi's point. But to shtelzach on Tosfos is kasha. Tosfos' kasha is that, and the question of here is a very important question because it's part of the ways in which the Rishonim analyze the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Don't gargle, mix, do tyrovis." Tosfos says, "No, it should say don't gargle but ingest." Okay, we understand why Rashi didn't say it. It's obvious what Avram explained. But Tosfos says, if the Gemara says, "Don't gargle," but mix, that means that we're not allowed to ingest, because that would have been what the Gemara should have been taught me. It should have taught me. Al kein pirushiri layer ena filu bivliya. One cannot slowly drink it, even al yedei bliya. Beloy shehiya. Shekol shesiya sheena el lerefua kori la'ir. Any time that Kol shtiyah, anytime we drink something for refuah purposes, korilayir. Give out a mashal. Let's assume for a moment the reason why tea with honey works is because one drinks the tea more slowly. I'm not sure if the medicine is correct, but it could be. You know that there were times, I don't know if still people still do this, but there were times when people wanted to apply some kind of medication to the throat that they put into yogurt. Because yogurt, it goes down the throat slowly, and that's where you would apply the medication to the area. So what Tosfos is saying is there are three possibilities over here. One is I need to get Shem into my throat so I can gargle with it. That's one way of getting Shem into the throat, right? I keep on gargling, to keep on bringing it back up and back up and back up so that it rubs by the throat many times. Okay, so that is lirafua. No one does gargling if it's not lirafua. So the other possibility would be, I swallow it, okay, I swallow it, and I get minimal exposure, but I have something. Or I could swallow it, and in a very, very slow way. So exactly what does that mean? I keep it in my mouth, and I swallow some small amounts, or I put some, in the case of tea and honey, I put some honey, just it'll slow down the application of the liquid. Shekosh siya she'ena ele refuah. If I'm only drinking it le refuah, kori lo irr, that's called irr. V'yafilu kishaboloi. And even if I end up swallowing it, v'hainu tama de mitzer, so why should it be osir? In other words, Tosfos is saying that that lo ye'arena means I should not be drinking it if the only reason that I'm drinking it is l'refuah. Okay, pirushiri lo ye'arena afilu bevliya beloy shehiya. Even if I swallow it without it slowing it down, she calls siya she'ena ele refuah kori le'irur. So it says lo ye'arena means don't drink it if the only reason I'm drinking it is for refuah. The filu kishabola hanu time the mitzvah mishum to come mucha milsa the refuah kamichven. The only reason I would swallow oil is because I want the refuah. Inami yesh li yashiv. That's one teretz. One teretz is that obviously I cannot gargle, because that's clearly done lirafua, right? But am I allowed to drink oil when the only reason I'm drinking it is lirafua? The answer is no. I cannot drink something, even if it is, I'm only drinking, and it's the, and but its purpose is lirafua. Inami yesh li yashay, pirish rashi, lo yer'enu lashoysay. Or we could say that. Okay, I have to get a plug.
There's one under the
bed. Let's get a plug into this.
There's one under in the board over there.
No, but I need to get the jack that's going to work for this.
Oh,
I'm going to get it. So the. Maybe you're going to you set this up and I'll get the jack. So again, so what are the two days that have clarity over here? What are the two approaches? Maybe see the two or three approaches. Rashi's approach is that one cannot gargle. Okay, let me understand. Gargling is clearly a ma'isa done that's for refuah. Okay, clear. Tosfos says that if I'm drinking something, and I'm drinking it, and the only reason I'm drinking it is for refuah, osir. Then Tosfos says, "Inam yishli yashi pirish Rashi layer and I shouldn't gargle. Avol noisin lechanigman rafilu lashoisei, but I would be allowed to gargle with a nigran, or I could swallow it without shia. But so Tosfos says the chiddush." That in Rashi, now would a person be allowed to gargle shemen ba'an nigrein? That's the missing piece in this brisa. La'irena b'shemen, I can't gargle oil, but I can put oil inside a nigrein. Ubaileya. What about putting oil inside nigrein and being ma'arer? Right. So it's clear. Tosfos is saying it's clear that I can't gargle oil. All right, Tosfos is saying that, and it's clear that I can drink a nigrin with oil. What about drinking oil if it's not mazik? So Tosfos says in one day or no. Or what about gargling a nigrin? Second day, Tosfos says also no. Lo yer'en again, kishabol. Henry time with mitzvah mishum to kamucha milsa. Again, where's the inam yishliyashev? No, one can't gargle. Leir ena lashoyse afil nesil secha enigman. Afil lashoyse ay bola be'ene b'loy shtiyah. Leir ena lashoyse afil avol nesil hula secha enigman. Afil lashoyse a person can never gargle. Avol nesil hula secha enigman, but he can put the oil into the enigman. We have filu lashoyse, and then he can gargle. All right. So again, this could have clarity in the shittas. Everybody holds a gargling oil will be yosser. Everybody holds a drinking a nigrin with oil will be mutter. What about gargling shemen a nigrin? Taisus in the first day would say osser, and in the second day, Taisus would say that would be mutter. Okay, I'm going to get a jack, and then we'll take Josh's question, and then we'll finish.
I haven't understood the first question. So, for example, no. So when you say Kershaw, so we're just asking him little bit in detail. What's the question? Hillman.
There's no outlet under there. There used to be.
Is the closest outlet?
Yeah.
And that is.
So you could over here.
Which is closer?
There's one over there.
No, I think it's closer. Okay. You got it close? Okay. Now we're good. Okay, we're connected. Good. So, what are the principles that we're learning over here, right? Let's just look again on what we learned on Lamed Ches. On Lamed Ches, we learned. Oh, Josh, what's your question for? Is it general macho?
Right, that's the whole hobby of like, okay, well then we're back to square one, Iker and Tafel. And we say, no, it's not for having a bush and Kibbutz, but it sounds like the Gemara isn't the fact that people, it is a general macho that people eat, but then that the enigma would be Iker. I guess it doesn't tell if it's a general enigma, but a general macho, but certainly that. I'm not sure,
but it's just that the appearance is. So I'm not sure whether it's a normal thing to eat or whether it's not noticeable that you're eating something strange. Right? See, if it's if I'm the only one who knows that there's shemen inside, so is that the basis for the heter? So the difference between the way you say it. Let's say there's I put actual medicine inside my anigrin. So it's not a normal macho. But anybody around says, I'm eating anigrin. Right? Can I put medicine into applesauce on Shabbos and have it? So it's not a normal thing to do. But on the other hand, it's like mook, no one could see that I'm doing it. Okay? So now hold on that Nakuda for a moment. So now this the Gemara on the Lamed test, the Gemara said that even if Avalhocha came in the Khanchil Rufu Kamichman came in this day and Lamine boy bruche. But what's it then on Shabbos? Shavin Shabuchin Shus Peshabbos. Vishoisin Zaysim and Mitzri and Shabbos. Omele Abaye Kola Oichlin Oichlin Adam Lishabbos Lirafua Peshabbos. Vachola Mashkin Shoisin. Right? So over here, any kind of normal food, there is no limitation. Okay? Why would that be? I'm doing Rafu and Shabbos. And the Zakasha is that what's the Iser of taking medication in Shabbos that was prepared before Shabbos? So the concern is that somebody will end up preparing medicine in Shabbos. Right? It's a little bit more specific, and that is that the Gemara says that Odom Bol Al Gufay, people get very excited about health, and when something becomes a health issue, people begin to forget. They get so caught up that they begin to forget the context in which they are. All right, so the Gemara says that if a person needs medicine on Shabbos, that we're nervous. They're going to forget that it's Shabbos, and they're going to end up, as a result, grinding something in Shabbos. Right? Let's. Open up the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Chav Ches. Again, refresh our memories that there are three kinds of cholim on Shabbos. There's a chol shesh b'sakana, where there's a mitzvah to take care of the person, even if it means b'mchal Shabbos. Right, Mishayesh like Shin Chav Ches Beis, Mishayesh Chalav Mishasan Mitzvah Lachalav Zeshabbos. Because Hazorah is a Mishubach, there is a Chayle She'ein Basakana, but is a Chayle B'chol Gufoy, and that the Shulchan Aruch has a few Simonim later. For example, Makah She'ein Shulchala. Nisholin b'boki u'b'choyle v'en m'chalim v'shabbos, unless somebody says it requires chil v'shabbos, kol choyli sh'arroi from amr sh'sakona v'chalilin choylem ben yud zayin Chayle shenafal machmas choli lemishka ve'ein boi sakana. So what can we do for him? So yesh so oimim le'ein a Yehudi la'asoyis le'rafua aval ein machal levis ishabes b'isa de'raisa. Right? Why is that? Because v'mokoyim sar lo'i gozu be'rabbonon and amir le'nachru is an isa de'rabbonon. Okay, but then there's a third form, Mishiyeshli Mechush Ba'alma, v'mischazek v'hoylech kebari. A person's a healthy person. He's not nafal and mishka. Mischazek v'hoylech kebari. And, but something hurts him. So then Chazal made it us, right? A cholish eish misakana, meikel and deiraisa. A cholish eish misakana, meikel and amir. And some say other rabbonis as well. And that's how we're like, how about a choyle, depending on the situation? How about a choyle, which is not, he's not a choyle, he is choylech umizchazei kibari, but he's a mechosh. So here Chazal or Machmer, also la sois boy shum refuah, vafilu al yede eina Yehudi. That means, it sounds like, right? It means we certainly we couldn't that even an amira l'nachri would be also gezeir mishum zchika samamana. So here the Gemara points out, Mishnah Berurah points it out to us. Bimko evla kul tuva v'chola kol gufay al yedei ze. That if he's really hurts him a lot, and if he hurts so much that he is, his whole body is hurting, like a person who has a flu or something. So the whole body is achy. Oy shenofala mishkav, or he has to lie down. Avshe ein v'sakana, so mutter la'sois b'shvili refuah, one is allowed to do refuah for him, if it has no melacha. Right? But if he's a bori mechush v'alma, he can't do it for why the hainu afilu dvarim she'ein b'mishum malacha gam kein oser, right? And even al yedei in Yehudi afilu dvarim she'ein b'mishum shvus oser. Now here mishmur is being mechadish a din over here. What's the din mishmur is being mechadish? Afilu al yedei Yehudi afilu dvarim she'ein b'mishum shvus. What's the Mishnah bring Mechadish? Al Yedei? Al Yedei? A goy. What do we call that when a goy does it, the Rabbanon? Shvus to Shvus. And Shvus to Shvus, Bimokei Mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch says in other places, Shavim Mutter, Shvus to Shvus. So a shvus to shvus a mokay mitzvah l'chayra einik Shabbos should be a mokay mitzvah, no? So the answer is that Mishnah Berurah is saying that when Chazal were misakein that we can't give refuah, refuah is mamish just giving, there's no eason doing a refuah. So when he can't do a refuah, that means they also were machmir on we can't do a shvus to shvus. Even though it is a mokei mitzvah. Because Chazal was saying, I can't do... Chazal said, in this particular case, we're not going to be makel under a bonus of Sarach mitzvah. Now, why are we so machmir over here? The Gemara says because when it comes to refuah, so we get all worked up. Even if a person has a terrible headache or something, he gets all worked up. He wants to deal with it. So Chazal were afraid that we get so worked up that we would adam bol al gufoy, that we would. Be over a din. Okay. So now we would end up being Mechal Shabbos. So our Gemara is Mechalish to us that a person is gargles. Okay. So then we're afraid that is a refuah hanikoros. Chachamim gozu called refuah hanikoros. Why refu is a nikaris? Why even if refu is a nikar? Refu is a nikaris. Right? That's why if you put the shaman into the nigrin, it's not a refu a nikaris.
Is that based on our Gemara?
And that's also, go ahead, based on what?
Our Gemara Lamed Ches,
Correct. Correct. It's based on the Gemara Lamin Ches, that where the Gemara says, Kol Eichlan Eichlanim Lirafu B'Shabbos. So why are we also afraid that if you have Rafu on Shabbos, you're going to end up getting worked up? Oma Lachilu Kamichvin. So it's Taka the Din. So coming back to our Din now. So gargling is a refuah nikeres. No one gargles unless they need it for a refuah. Okay. Then argumar pirush rashi l'shoisa vim toimar. What about having shemen be'en? No one is shemen be'en unless it's... how about if a person has... The person has his shemen in tea, so he's clearly drinking it lirafua, and the shemen is going to slow down the tea, right? What happens if he has his medication inside applesauce, and it's going to slow it down so that the medication hits the throat? So lo yar ena afilu bebliya beloy shia shekol shtiya sheena el refua kori lo irer viafilu kisha boloy. If the only reason I'm having this kol shtiya sheena el refua kori lo irer afilu kisha boloy vaynu tamid the mitzah deka mishum deka mucha milsa the refua kamechbe. So once again, what's considered to be nikeres if somebody looks at this and it clearly is refuah, right? Komuk chomilsa the refuah komichva. Inami yeshli yashiv yirush Rashi lo yer enu lashayisai. One cannot gargle. Avon nois mutzeichan nigvun, and then you could gargle. Oy boiloi beenei, or you could swallow the oil directly. So tzorach iyan, all right. Why are Chazal makel on a dover haniker? Why are mach only a dover niker? And if it's not niker, why should that be a reason to be makel? Let's learn a little bit of the Sifim Shulchan Aruch, and then we will finish up. A person should not put wine in his eye. Apparently, that was a way of solving an eye problem. V'lidnei al gavav, and to put the wine near the eye, and says, let it drip in. In poiseyach v'soiger, if he keeps an opening, closing, that's also awesome. However, he puts wine near the eye, but he doesn't open and close the eye all the time. V'roik tofel, or to put some saliva, afilu al gabav, he puts it on the eye. Oser, why? That then it's mukha milsa derfuk of it. What's mutter? To put wine near the eye and not do anything which looks like it is, he's doing something to get the wine in the eye. Shaira odim ki learn b'erev Shabbos v'nitzel gavei ayin. A person has an eye salve. He's allowed to prepare an erev Shabbos and put it on the eye. Why? Because in a nir el kareches, because it looks like he just wants to wash his eye out. That's as long as he's not squinting and opening, closing the eye. Why? Kevon shall yitiru loy lishrois and elamir Shabbos ika hekera, because he's preparing the eye salve in a strange way. So therefore, there's a heker. So why does that become mutter? So, again, what's all of this halacha here? Every deed halacha is, does it look, is it clear that I'm doing it for medicine? The two coolest. One is if I do something and it's not mukach milsa, that is for refuah. And the other is if I do with a certain shinui. So then, it even though it's mukach milsa, then it's mutter. To who are you dead with full COVID? Afal pikein le di de havi a kera. To min a masrach le shroysim erev Shabbos. Right? The one case is where I do something and it just looks like I'm washing my eye out. The other is a situation where I'm clearly doing it refuah, but I do it with a shinui. I prepared it erev Shabbos. Kevan. L'chach lekum mishum chashash klal. Avol hocha shein oisim kein el l'refuah tzarech hekeira. So the l'chayra the gemara the gemara is saying over here that. Here, I'm afraid, what's my chashash? What is the chashash over here? Why? What did Chazal say that I can't do medication on Shabbos? What are they afraid of? Let's be more precise. We're afraid that we're so worked up about medicine that what's going to happen? What was that?
I might grind something.
Okay. So one way of looking at it is I'm afraid that b'shas maisa, I'm going to lose myself and I'm going to start grinding something. I'm so worked up about getting myself better, I forget. Okay, now, and if I do it with some kind of shinui, I'll remind myself. Right? If I start gargling on Shabbos, I'm going to get in the mindset, I got to get better, I got to deal with this, I'm going to end up being makel. And if I can't get better, I'm going to end up grinding some simamonim. But if I do some kind of shinoi, and I remind myself, then Chazal said it's mutter. That's a special din. Chazal made part of the din. If I prepare the medication erev Shabbos, so that no one does that. They do it in Shabbos itself. Right. Now, so if I end up taking shemen and I gargle with the shemen, so there, Chazal were afraid I'm doing medication in Shabbos. That's also. If I put the shemen inside the anigrin and I gargle, so I have a heker. Why am I putting aside the anigrin? Right? Again, Perish Rashi Lashoisai to gargle is us. Okay? Taisva says that Perish Rabi, Layer Enna Afil Bablia, Beloy Shehia, Shakol Shtiya Sheina Ela Rafua, Koril Iver. If the only reason I'm drinking is a Rafua, then it's us. Even though I ingest it, vaynu taima the mitzvah to kol mukha milsa to vuka michva. So Taisva says I cannot drink Shemen and Shabbos, I'm drinking it, but the only reason I'm doing it is for refuah, therefore it is awesome. That's one, that would be one teretz, right? Afilu b'bliya, b'loy shiyya, shekol shtri shein l'refuah. Rashi says no one ever do that, so Rashi doesn't try to can't gargle in Shabbos. Inami yesh li yashev, lo yar'enu l'ash'oso, I cannot gargle, avon leis m'sech anigron, but I put it in a nigron, then I'm allowed to. Why? Because I'm doing some kind of shinoi. Why am I putting my oil in my nigron? So once I do some kind of shinoi, I'm going to remind myself that I'm doing it, that it is not, that I remind myself that I can't go any further, and I can't grind it in Shabbos. I'm doing something strange and different. All right? Now, what's the heter of eating something that's a normal food and I'm doing it lirafuah? Why am I not afraid it'll end up being duschika samamonim? The only reason I'm having this orange in Shabbos is because I want to get better. So why is that usher? Why am I afraid that I get so worked up, I'll end up doing duschika samamonim? So there the answer is not muchach milsa. It's a different din. It's not muchach milsa that I'm having, that I'm trying to get a refuah through this. So there are two separate dinim over here. Both are paskin lahalacha. Right? From our sugya of shemen ban nigrin come out two separate dinim. Both dinim are lemaisa. Right? One din is I need a refuah nikeres. There are two ways in which it could be a refuah shen nikeres. And I say it sharper. It has to be a refuah nikeres. If it's not a refuah nikeres, if it's not muchach mils, in other words, muchach mils over here is not that necessarily a din of maris ayin. It's when Chazal made the din, they said it has to be refuah nikeres. Now, there are two ways in which we make it a refuah shen nikeres. One is that we put the oil in the anigrin, and the other is that I put the oil into the anigrin. Okay. Now, if I would gargle the oil in the anigrin, so Tosfos said, according to Rashi, that it would still be oser. Because of Furni Keres. Taisa says it would be mutter because I'm doing a shinoi. Right? So, again, our sugya teaches us two halachas. Rashi says that I can never gargle, but I can ingest oil with a... I can ingest oil through a mixture. Why is that mutter? So Rashi says it's mutter because it's not clearly doing a refuah. So Rashi would probably also allow putting medicine into applesauce because it's not clear that I'm doing it. Not pshat, it's not maris ayin. But Chazal only thought that I would get worked up about medication if I'm doing something which is clearly a refuah. Tosfos points out that there's another way to l'mshat in the sugya, and that is that I'm simply doing a shinoi, and then I can even gargle with my anigrin, because once I do a refuah, I'm going to remind myself. Hayyitzim mikolzeh. It's clear that according to Tosfos, there's two separate halachas. One halacha is to have normal food. I'm having it the refuah. It's not muchach milsa. Everybody that's a mishnah, everybody accepts that. The next din, I'm doing something, a refuah with a shinoi, so that Tosfos clearly holds with being mutter. Tosfos holds it, Rashi holds it as mutter also. Shulchan Aruch paskins both. Shulchan Aruch paskins that when it's not nikar refuah, it's mutter. And Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch paskins when I do a refuah al yidei shinoi, it's mutter. Coming back to our sugya. Having shemen in the anigrin, So it's not muchach milsa. Somebody looks at it and says, this guy's having drinking a nigrin. Having shemen in a nigrin, Taisus might even mutter to gargle, because the shinoi. All right? So, again, why would it be mutter? So, because when Chazal made the Isser, they only made it Osir if they're afraid it becomes so worked up. So if I have a shinoi, so I'm reminding myself not to become worked up. Okay, that's one way to be makel. And one way which is mutter, right? The other then, if I have medication, and it's not muchach milsa, that it's for medicine, then it's also mutter. Now, why is that mutter? So, why wouldn't I be afraid I'm going to get worked up as well? It's a good kasha. Rav Aldever points out there's a Rashi in Shabbos which says that the Isir of getting worked up is lav davka the choyl himself, but it'll that Jews will become used to the idea that on Shabbos he can do things for medicinal purposes, and I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about the people around. People will see that I'm allowed to take to drink shemen. I'm going to drink shemen on Shabbos, right? So then they'll say, "Oh, you're allowed to do things on Shabbos that skirt halacha," and they'll end up getting worked up for Shabbos. I'll create a culture of worrying about health to the extent that on Shabbos become mutter. So Rav Aldenburg says that's why. The muchach milsa, if it's not muchach milsa, it's mutter. By me having oranges in Shabbos, no one's going to think, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm allowed to deal with illness in Shabbos. The guy's having an orange. Right? So Rav Aldenburg says that by me gargling shemen ba'anigran, everybody's going to say, he's not, he's clearly worried about Shabbos. So it doesn't create a little culture of being so worked up about medicine and Shabbos, but pain and Shabbos, that we're going to be makel on halacha. So again, the general mahalach over here is we're afraid that I'll get so worked up that I'll begin to forget halacha and Shabbos. But Valdemar points out that Rashi holds that the Isser of Rafu and Shabbos is it's also to create. A Chazal were afraid that I'd create a nervousness, an anxiety about being uncomfortable on Shabbos, that we would start, people would get worked up and they would start doing things on Shabbos and ultimately would lead to Chilul Shabbos. So that, therefore, the halacha is that both, if I'm doing something that's not muchach milso, it's mutter, and if I'm doing something that's shinoi, it's mutter. Two separate kulas that make it into Shulchan Aruch, which can be traced back to our sugya. Okay? And thank you for taking time for the study week. Mr. Shem, okay? Mr. Shem, we'll continue to chazer a little bit and pick up some of the kulas that we left behind. Batzlach on the study. Yeah.